And that like and trust transfers automatically over to you. So now what I teach is a formula, a strategy, how to create, how to connect with journalists, how to get booked, get featured on those media logos every single month. And it really is a system of 2 interviews a week, gives you exposure in front of 100 fresh new audiences. And so this isn't just vanity logos. This is really a strategy for building your list, creating more followers, and being able to monetize it on the back end. And then the super easiest way to track those media platforms is to put out a press release and send it directly to your local media stations, because your media stations are on those major media networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. And a press release can give you instant media logos, and you can do that every single month.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Have you ever wandered over to a competitor's website and seen that vanity bar where it says, as seen on CNN or ABC or featured in Forbes or Business Insider or Fast Company, and have wondered how they got there? Well, welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. Today, we are speaking with Angel Tussey, who's an award-winning speaker. She's a former radio host, TV producer, PR and media specialist, 15 times best-selling author, and with her help, her clients have been featured in thousands of major media publications, television, radio, podcast, magazines, and stages of all kinds. Angel was awarded the Most Influential Woman of the Year and the Best Morning Talk Show and Best Talk Show Team during her 12 years of broadcasting. And I invited Angel here to speak with us today to talk about why some coaches and consultants and entrepreneurs and speakers and authors get featured in the media and why others don't, and how you can be more successful in creating media opportunities for yourself in pitching stories that media outlets will be excited to feature you in. So with that, welcome Angel Tussey to Life After Corporate.
Oh my gosh, Deb, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, for the invitation to join you today. I'm super excited to share my knowledge with your audience today.
So super happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about your background. Usually we ask our guests, you know, what is your Life After Corporate story? And I know your corporate story is very much focused on media and broadcasting. So how did you get started and why did you leave?
Well, I will tell you, radio and broadcasting is a really unique animal to be involved with. I started out as a podcaster. I had a podcast that we were hosting once a week, and my podcast was actually discovered by our local radio station. And we got picked up to do a daily 30-minute show, talk show on the AM dial in Denver, Colorado. And that turned into a 10-year career in broadcasting. And it was a beautiful career. By the time I left, I was hosting 2 daily talk shows. I was hosting a positive business talk show for 2 hours. And then we had a 6-minute commercial break where we shut everything down, ran around the corner, ran into a different studio, and hosted a second 2-hour Christian lifestyle show where I was talking to moms in minivans in the carpool lane in the afternoon. So that puts me in the top 1% of broadcasters. There's very few broadcasters who host 4 hours of talk radio every day, and less than a dozen of them are women. And that's the space that I was in until that fateful day in the middle of March 2018, when my producer called me into the studio 5 minutes before we were scheduled to go live on the air for the first show. And they said this statement that changed my life instantly, and that was, we've made a change. 5 minutes later, I was being escorted out of the building with my cardboard box, my disco ball that I still keep in my office today, and was set off on a whole new path. Within the next 24 hours, they had erased everything with my name, my picture, my voice, my image. It was as if I never even existed, Deb. And at the time, I was 48 years old. My two oldest daughters had just decided they were going to move out from Denver and move to Orlando, Florida. So not just down the street, but across the country. And my son was away at college. I was an empty nester. I was going through the change. My career was ripped out from underneath me. I was a basket case, honestly.
Oh my God. Angel, thank you for that transparency, because you just hit a chord with probably so many of our listeners here. And I, for one, have never understood the whole corporate policy of, you know, you're informed that your job has been eliminated. You're escorted out the door with a cardboard box. All your access codes have been, you know, reprogrammed or taken away from you. And it's so dehumanizing. Like, how did you bounce back after that?
Well, I will tell you, I felt so embarrassed. It was so public because, of course, I'm on the radio. So that afternoon, my phone is blowing up, right? I can't find you. Where are you? Text messages, phone calls, emails. People are trying to find us, and we're just off the air. But also, what was so interesting about that day, Deb, is we had had a guest who was going to be on the show and wanted to do his interview live in the studio. So he flew in on his own dime from Miami to Denver, was setting up to do Facebook Lives, right? This was exciting to be on the inside of a radio studio. And so he was excited. He had been pushing this out, and I had to come into the studio and back into the booth and say, we're not going live. I had to put a smile on my face. I had to buckle up, right? Pull up my bootstraps, and took him back into my office, where we did 2 hours of recorded videos so that he could have something live. We went live to YouTube so that he could have something to show for his efforts that day. And I recently came across those videos, Deb, and I'm looking at them and think, I know the torment I was under and feeling that moment. But I cannot tell in watching those videos how upset I was, and that just the roller coaster of emotions that I was going through that day. But I had to show up for somebody else. And I think that really helped me just keep it together until I got home.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. I mean, it's just a testament to how resilient women are, and women entrepreneurs in particular. Where something happens, you know, the shiz hits the fan, and yet we just find another way. You know, when there's an obstacle, we figure out how to move around it. And kudos to you for being under that emotional pressure and being able to pivot and create something. Just, it's so amazing. And I know that it's happened to me. I do a lot of broadcasting from my little office here. And a few weeks ago, it was a day where I had a 5-day live launch. So I was going live 5 days in a row, and the electric company came and they shut off all of our power. And I had 20 minutes to relocate and go live for this program that we had been, you know, promoting across all of our channels. We already had 100 people signed up to join us. So it's just, you know, this is entrepreneurship. You learn to pivot. So let's fast forward. Now you are a media specialist. You're a strategist. You work with speakers, authors, entrepreneurs, and getting more media exposure. Tell us more about what you're doing now and how you work with clients to position them to get some media exposure in those top media outlets.
Right. So, you know, while that was one of those dark days, I can look back and with gratitude to the release that now I can go off and really serve clients in a really special and unique way. With my background of expertise in broadcasting and media, I bring an insider's track, right? An insider's view to it. So we do teach authors, entrepreneurs, and speakers how to get those coveted vanity logos on the bottom of all of your marketing and PR. And the reason that's so important is when people see that, when they see those logos are familiar. They've heard of them. They trust them. They don't know you yet, but just having your brand affiliated with those brands that are big brands, familiar brands, it shortens the sales cycle. it increases that KLT, the know, like, and trust factor, almost instantly. Being an invited guest and being interviewed on a radio show, a television show, magazine, or a podcast, the audience already likes and trusts that platform, that host, and that like and trust transfers automatically over to you. So now what I teach is a formula, a strategy on how to create, how to connect with journalists, how to get booked, and how to do that every single month, how to get those media logos, get featured on those media logos every single month. And it really is a system of two interviews a week, gives you exposure in front of 100 fresh new audiences. And so this isn't just vanity logos. This is really a strategy for building your list, creating more followers, and being able to monetize it on the back end. Sometimes it's fun. We get these logos, just vanity logos, right? And sometimes they're just, I just want the vanity logo. I might pay for it, right? So there's paid media. You might pay for that exposure. You might pay to have your billboard in Times Square on a great big billboard in Times Square for 30 seconds for the vanity of it, right? And sometimes it's worth it. There's also earned media where the media is discovering you. They're coming out and wanting to do a feature on you. They're reaching out to you. Can we interview you? Can we have you a guest on our show, right? And being invited guest. And then the super easiest way to truly create those media platforms or attract those media platforms is to put out a press release and send it directly to your local media stations, because your media stations are on those major media networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. And a press release can give you instant media logos, and you can do that every single month.
So that's old school, right? So there's nothing sexy or a new internet strategy involved in pitching journalists if you're sending out press releases. Is that really how they operate still?
Honestly,
I'm shocked by that.
Are you? Right? Most people are. They want something new and sexy.
Yeah.
Radio and television is as old school as they get. But the good news is it's a trusted formula. They have been leveraging press releases for media since the 1800s. This is a 100-year proven strategy. In fact, if you listen to the news, you'll hear them say, this company announced in a press release, this celebrity announced in a press release. It is truly the methodology that is still used today. They scour press releases. There's a couple different ways, right, that the journalists get the news. One is on every one of their websites, you can submit your press releases because they're looking for stories. They want your stories. And a press release is how you speak to them, how you pitch to them. They also subscribe to a newswire subscription. So they get in their inbox, separated by geography and keywords, the list of press releases, and they can scour through those press releases and decide what stories they want to feature. So yeah, old school, not sexy, old fashioned, tried and true. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. So how do you garner a journalist's attention? So I think, you know, even though you might be putting out press releases, I would think that the majority of press releases don't get covered, right? They're real yawners. They're not really news. So how do you craft an effective pitch to get a journalist's attention? And well, even before that, how do you identify the right journalist for your story?
Great questions. So two ways to actually connect and get your story in front of the journalists. And number one is building relationships with journalists long before you need them and they need you. How do you find them? Good old-fashioned Google. Right? So if you think about, Deb, your topic is life after corporate. Is that correct? Is when people think about you, they think life after corporate?
Yeah, I want to launch a coaching or consulting business. I've just exited corporate. How do I get started? What do I do? How do I get clients is usually the first question.
Okay. So if I was to find journalists who are covering that topic and I typed into Google, there's a filter bar that says all images, videos, shopping. Maybe you've ever searched on that.
You Absolutely.
Wanted images for something. There's one that says news. When I type in life after corporate and I click on news, it's going to give me a list of journalists and media stations and platforms that are covering news stations that are covering that topic. Right now, Deb, that number is 147 million results. CNBC 17 hours ago, New York Times 2 days ago, Fortune Magazine 2 hours ago, Fast Company 1 day ago, Forbes 1 day ago, PR Newswire, which is a press release. Would these be good?
Yes, would be great for me. Can you give me power, Angel?
Right. So we don't guess at this. The one thing we do is we build up a media database, an organic database that you can do organically. It's a little legwork, right? This is kind of here's the bootstrapping way to it. You could hire a PR firm who already probably has a media database already established. They have relationships with journalists already created. But if you wanted to start from scratch and bootstrap it yourself, my recommendation is to find your topic, your magnet, right? When this is what attracts people to you and you attract your clients. And tweak that, put that in the Google search bar and find the news outlets. And then every week, add 3 new journalists or media outlets, right? So when you click on them, you can see who the journalist is that's covering that story. Add 3 new journalists to your contact list, or your database. Start keeping a list of journalists. Now, we don't want to send them our newsletters. We're not sending them anything other than our media pitch or our press release. And a press release is a media pitch. So if every week you just added 3, you start to build up your database and you start to build up a list of news outlets. If we want to get you in 2 interviews a week, 1 press release a month, you only need 100 journalists, right? You only need 100 stages. You only need 100 media outlets. You don't need thousands. This is a great way to really find the stations and that journalist that are covering your topic. And media is cyclical. So if it comes around, it comes back around. So you're like, well, wait, they already covered it 2 days ago. That's done. You didn't miss it. It will come back around if it was a popular topic, if it's trending, if it's newsworthy. So that's the first piece, is build up your database by finding your expert magnet topic. Second piece, so 3 journalists a week, 2 interviews a week, and 1 press release a month. So the second step of that is we want to start to send out a press release every single month. We want to write up good stories, get good airtime. So 1 day a month, I want you to schedule what I call PR day, right? Press release day, or for my clients, it's call angel day, right? Email angel. But for you, it's your PR day. My birthday falls on the 18th of the month. Deb, what date is your birthday?
9th.
9th. So on the 9th, I want you to create in your Google calendar, your automatic calendar, I want you to create a recurring event on the 9th of the month and call it PR day. This is a super important day for every business owner. We do so much. We accomplish so much. We're just like checking things off, adding more things to the list. And we don't take the time to create publicity and buzz for the things that are really going on in our business. But I imagine you think about milestones that you've hit in your business. How many podcasts have you done? Have you hit a major milestone, a marker, an anniversary, certain number of clients, certain number of podcasts, sold a certain number of books? Milestones are great headlines and great press releases. What about a breakthrough for a client? Have you had an amazing breakthrough? Did somebody who left corporate have an amazing success story? You can share your success stories and breakthrough stories of your clients. Woman went from, in fact, we just had a story not that long ago. He was a gas engineer, now started a wreath-making business, and he's making over $1 million in his wreath-making business. He was actually featured as one of the content creators in all of the Michael's craft stores across the country. So here was a great breakthrough story. You can also have strategy stories. So there's 3 types of stories you could put out, but bring your team together and find something. What are you most excited about? What are we accomplishing that we could put a press release out? Look back 2 weeks, look ahead 2 weeks, and then go home and celebrate. Pour yourself something bubbly, right? A drink, a bath, right? And celebrate, because we will burn out as entrepreneurs, always feeling like we're just not getting ahead. And it's because we're not taking time to celebrate our successes. And I promise you, perpetual momentum. The more you celebrate your success, the more success you will have to celebrate.
Angel, I'm loving this conversation. And in full disclosure, you and I didn't know each other before today. It was a mutual friend who introduced us, and I'm so glad she did. And when you were talking about doing the searches and making the database, I know a lot of my clients, a lot of the listeners to this podcast are also very busy. You know, this is something where you can look for a journalism intern. you know, someone who wants to make a career out of writing or journalism. And so this is very relevant for them and kind of put them on the task. I know I was very fortunate when my niece was in grad school at Columbia School of Journalism, and I was able to put her on at least reading the Harrow emails every single day and picking out stories. And I did get so much more media coverage when she was doing that for me.
This is definitely something you can delegate out to your team. Absolutely. Once you know what you're looking for, this does not have to be on your plate. It is an easy thing to delegate. And you mentioned Harrow, and I want to recommend a really great resource. If you've ever used a site like Help a Reporter to find and connect with journalists, there's a Facebook group. It's my Facebook group. It's called Need a Guest. And if you go to needaguest.com, you can connect to our Facebook group, and it's full of podcasters and journalists who post their media requests every single day, and you can connect immediately and directly with them. And it's a free service that we provide.
That's great. That's fantastic. I love all these tips, Angel. Thank you for your generosity and for making it easy for our listeners to really start building some momentum with their media coverage. Let's talk about once you have that visibility, right? So I've been fortunate enough to get a couple of articles published in Forbes. Once you have that visibility, how do you then leverage that exposure and monetize it?
Great question. Well, congratulations on having those articles published. That is that esteemed validation. So put that baby everywhere, right? You put those logos on your social media and leverage that again, because if somebody hasn't heard of you, they're not familiar with you yet. As soon as they see that connection of Forbes with your name, you shorten that trust cycle, right? Mm-hmm. You expedite that. So we want to see that everywhere in all your social, all your print. You can even put that right on your website, your email signature, all of that. Send that out and repurpose it. Give every media and marketing content that you create, give it multiple lives. Right? Talk about it in your videos. Talk about it in your books. Just make sure that you're leveraging it and giving it lots of lives. The other thing is, just because you've been in there once, so now you can go back to them 6 months later and say, I have another spin. Like, we had a great, are you looking for more? Here's another spin on what I offered before. Maybe before I offered three things to do after corporate. Well, here's one, three things not to do after corporate, or three mistakes people make. And it can be very similar in content, but with a whole new headline. Because just because you've been featured once doesn't mean that that's it for you. You could be featured again.
So let's talk about the benefits and drawbacks, if there are any, of paid media exposure. So I think it's fairly transparent, at least for us in the business, of who's paying for exposure versus who's actually getting organic exposure through the media. Is there a backlash? Is there anything negative about paying for your media coverage?
You know, I think the negative that comes in paying for your media coverage is all self-inflicted in our own head.
Okay.
We paint this picture that I paid for that, and it didn't quite give me maybe the oomph that I thought it would. There's no magic silver bullet to anything, right? If there was, everybody would be doing that one thing, and then that thing wouldn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. People always ask me, what's the best day to send a press release out to the media? Well, if I told you it was Tuesday and everybody sent them on Tuesdays, then Tuesday would no longer be the very best day if that was the only day that journalists were completely bombarded by press releases. And so when we have paid media, if you can absorb it, do it, right? Like, that tells you your success just in and of itself, that you could afford to absorb the budget, right, for that paid media. And media attracts media. Stages attract stages. So the negativity comes, I think, just from our own heads. And if sometimes you just kind of have to grease the wheels to get it started, then grease them, baby, right? That's okay. Get your story out there. Do everything you can to just saturate the market with your brand and your image.
So no self-judgment if you paid for it versus if someone picked you up because it was a hot story.
They would not have taken your money if it wasn't a worthwhile for them to feature you. I promise you, they're not taking junk.
Yeah. And before we end our conversation, I'd love for you to share with our listeners, what are the elements of a good media pitch? Like, what do they need to be thinking about as they start to craft that press release or craft that email pitch to that journalist?
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. These are not sexy headlines. It goes back to English school, right? English class. Who, what, when, where, right? Just the basics. There are no exclamation points in a press release. This isn't the best thing since sliced bread. Journalism is really fact-based. There's a lot of factuality in it. So it's not super sexy. But by continuing to provide them content every single month and consistently sending them fresh new content, fresh new information, staying on their radar, that's where you're going to see the biggest bang, right? One press release, one media interview is not a marketing campaign, and you will not stay top of mind for long. It truly is falling in love with the consistency of every single week. Two interviews a week, one press release a month. That puts you, gives you exposure in front of 100 audiences and thousands of media news desks. Just fall in love with the routine.
Fall in love with the routine. You're a woman after my own heart. We share that commonality. I have a 3-2-1 formula as well for curating a powerful referral ecosystem. So it's been such a pleasure to speak with you, Angel. And it's Angel Tussey. It's spelled T-U-C-C-Y, but pronounced Tussey. And aside from your website and your Facebook group, how do people get more? How do people learn how they can work with you directly?
Well, we have an amazing media guide that'll just help you get started. It is full of a year of attention-grabbing headlines, so you don't have to think about it. We've already created them for you. 52 press release ideas, everything that you need to just get your foot in the door, and even some guaranteed media platforms. Some paid, some really inexpensive, but to get you started, and you can grab all of that at my website, makeyourbigimpact.com. That's makeyourbigimpact.com.
Makeyourbigimpact.com. We will put that link into the show notes. And yeah, Angel, any final words of wisdom for our listeners here today?
Oh my gosh. I will tell you, I promise you, there are hundreds, thousands, and what did we figure out? 147 million opportunities for you to be featured in the media every single day. So just take the reins and get started. You don't have to be perfect. Done is better than none. But I promise you, if you want to impact hundreds of thousands, there's a media opportunity waiting for you right now.
So stop hiding behind your social media posts. Go out there and actually connect with some journalists who are hungry for content and might be very interested in your story. Angel, thank you so much for showing us the way that old school is still working when it comes to getting media coverage. And that's the end of our show today, my friends. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.